Advocates for using science and data to drive policy decisions plan to take their concerns to the steps of the Arkansas State Capitol on Saturday. KUAR's David Monteith has more.
The second annual March for Science happened in many states, including the nation's capital, a week ago on April 14th. Arkansas Sierra Club Director Glenn Hooks, one of the organizers of the event in Little Rock, said the march in Arkansas was scheduled to coordinate with Earth Day, which is Sunday.
Here in Arkansas, we're tying it to Earth Day because the Sierra Club is a sponsor of the March for Science, and we have an environmental mission to clean up our air, clean up our forests, and our energy systems. We have an environmental message that fits real well with Earth Day and the March for Science. And we're also this year specifically honoring Arkansas teachers and students.
Katina White, Sherwood's Educator of the Year, is one of the scheduled speakers.
I do a lot of problem-based projects in my class. And one of the main steps, the first step, is research. And so when they come up and they tell me, hey, we think we have a solution to the problem, I'm like, where's your research? If I'm requiring that of students, it seems like we should be requiring that from our legislators as well.
Last year's March for Science drew thousands to Washington, D.C. and a crowd of several hundred in Little Rock in response to the Trump administration's stance on policies related to environmental issues. David Monteith, KUAR News.